What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Thank you, as always, for subscribing, reviewing, and let me tell you how you can be an investor in this broadcast. Let people know. Seriously, I love it. Look, I love when you guys tag me on Facebook. Many times people will say, hey, what's your favorite podcast out there? And you tag me. I want you to know I see it. I love it. Brings a smile on my face. And we are seeing, we're seeing record numbers come in of people that are listening and downloading. So I want to thank you. Honestly, you're the reason why we do this. I believe podcasting is a great medium, a personal connection. And so I'm believing that no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, that you're being touched and fed in every way. Let's get to it. We're talking about trusting God and not your feelings. Trusting God and not your feelings. Not your feelings. I had a guy come the other day. And something really awesome happened in his life. He was believing God for something he needed, you know, it's like a house, a car, stuff like that. And like one miracle after another opened up. And he was blessed that he got all these extra things going on in his life. And at the very same time, he was frustrated because his payments went up a little bit. You know, house insurance, house mortgage, you know, on one hand, it was a blessing, but at the other hand, it was like, oh, I owe so much money. How could everything, you know, how is the house a blessing? Because now, oh, you know, he was coming at me. Oh, you don't understand. It's so much this and it's so much that. And oh, how am I going to ever budget? And then he was like, oh, by the way, you know, there's a little part of the apartment that we're going to be able to rent out and charge people for, you know, to live with us and somebody's coming in. I was like, what? Well, how much is it? Well, it's this much money, but, and I'm like, hello, do you not have any idea that that person coming into your house, living with you, is the answer to your mortgage payment going up and some of the extra bills that you've incurred? And he said, oh, yeah, no, but I'm looking at the overall picture. That's not really it. And I'm like, bro, you're not looking at any picture. And then in the same sentence, he said that somebody gave him a $1,000 bonus at work. And in the same sentence, he said that he helped somebody do something at their house and they gave him $250. And in the very same sentence, in the very same sentence, in the very same sentence. Conclusion. Why do we allow our feelings to jack things up in our lives when we're not looking at what God's really doing? And if we're not careful, it's so easy to get moved by emotions. And you know, it kind of goes back to what we're talking about yesterday about understanding God's nature. It's like we don't realize that how good God is, that he will take care of things. And how come when problems arise, we're not looking for solutions? It's almost like we're looking for problem. You know, years ago, people would stand on the streets in New York City, you know, paper boys. You don't see them anymore. They'd have a big sack full of newspapers, and they would yell something like, extra, extra, read all about it. And they would tell you about the day's headlines. You know, this is going on, this is going on. You know, this is happening. You know what happens in life? We end up being paper boys or paper girls for the devil. Oh, things are so difficult. Oh, my rent has gone up. My car insurance has gone up. Oh, you don't realize how depressing I feel. Oh, all attacks are coming from every side. And instead of focusing on what God is doing, instead of focusing on what the Lord wants to do, we're so consumed by feelings. Feelings are, they're a complicated situation. Because on one aspect, when things are really good, We love feelings, right? I love feeling. I love feeling love. I love feeling excited. I love anticipation. I love, you know, just being loved. I love feelings are so amazing, but you can't trust them. Because eventually feelings, they're going to deceive you. And if we're being led by feelings and we're not being led by faith, it's going to produce a messed up life where the narrative of your life is going to be determined by how you feel that day. And unfortunately, that's probably the majority of you here listening. Most people allow, it's not a faith realm. It's not a word of God realm. It's not, you know, trusting God realm. It's more like, how do I feel? I feel like, or you hear people say ridiculous things. The other day, someone said to me, oh, that's one tragedy. They usually come in threes. What in hell is that? Who in the world talks like that? Your feelings. Who even acts like that? Your feelings. And I want you to know today, we're going to change it. I want to share a scripture with you coming up after the break that I believe is going to help balance that line in your life to where feelings are staying in the good realm and faith is the anchor and not feelings. You're rocking with Engage in Heaven today.
Hey everyone, MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Tickets are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back talking about trusting in the Lord, not our feelings. There's a verse in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and it says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I've said it before, that word all, that's a power word. That's when you're hurt, you say to your spouse, you always do this. No, I don't. All the time. No, I don't. It seems like every day. No. I know those are controlling words. All, every, always. You're being moved by your feelings, clearly. But when the Bible says it, it's a check that you can cash. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. We have got to trust in the Lord. That is our anchor. And lean not, that whole picture is like you would lean on a table for your stability. Don't lean on your own feelings, but trust in the Lord. Life is no fun when your feelings are running the show. Your feelings are going to change from day to day, hour to hour, truthfully, even moment to moment. And you often need to realize that your feelings are going to lie to you. In short, you cannot trust them. But we can choose, as believers in Jesus, to ignore the false emotions and live by truth and wisdom that we know is right. See, Smith Wigglesworth used to say, I'm not moved by what I see, I'm moved by what I believe. We have got to be people that are moved by what we believe. You know, I've seen people, they're, you know, you find yourself in a crowd of people and you feel as though everyone's talking about you. You can't rely on your feelings. No, they're not. It doesn't mean they are. Maybe you feel like no one understands you, but that doesn't mean to you that you have to feel misunderstood. Maybe you feel mistreated, underappreciated. It doesn't mean that you are. Those are only feelings. I feel like this is going on. Well, what evidence do you have? Well, I don't know. I just feel. Well, you're just wrong. And we have to become disciplined in our minds. We have to become mature. We have to become people that walk in the Spirit, because it is going to take an everyday desire. It's going to take a constant will to choose life and not give in to the feelings of our flesh. And that's really what we're talking about, because when we're sold out to God, feelings are phenomenal, right? I feel God's presence. I feel things. You know, every time we're in worship, I feel him. When I wake up and I'm praying, I feel him. But that isn't what my measuring stick is. Even though you may continually feel bombarded by negative emotions, we cannot allow those feelings to spoil your life. Instead, we've got to choose life in godly wisdom and not be moved by what it looks like. The enemy is never going to paint the best case scenario. He's always going to paint the worst case scenario. Fear's main goal is to allow you to purchase in your mind a scenario that will never happen. Buy into it. That's what fear's desire is. Oh, you don't understand. Your husband hasn't been home in an hour. He's cheating on you. Oh, you don't understand. You know, the bills have really piled up this month. We're going to lose it all. You've never lost it all. And you don't even know anybody that's lost it all. What are you talking about? If we don't guard our minds, then our mouths are going to get crazy. And if we don't guard our mouths, how can we serve God and love God and keep God and praise on our lips with this very same mouth we're speaking doom and gloom? We don't want any more paper women or paper boys for the devil. I want you today to make a conscious decision that you're not going to lean on your feelings. When you go to get counsel and you go to get wisdom, it's going to be faith, not feelings. We're not going to respond on how we feel about a situation. Well, I feel that it's not going to work. You feel nothing. The Word of God is our feelings and sets the agenda for our life. And I want you to realize today that God wants us to be anchored in Him. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 says, "For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding." I want godly wisdom. I want knowledge and understanding. And I do not want to be moved by my feelings any longer. You and I today are going to establish a rock in Jesus, an anchor of our hope and our soul. That although things may are happening today that you don't understand, and things might go on this week that you can't explain, it doesn't change God. If someone even passes in our life, tragically, a loss doesn't change God. If a sickness or disease come up, doesn't change God. We have got to know that we serve the unchanging one. And if we give in to feelings and give in to the emotions, we'll lose the blessing that God has for us. I'm telling you, there's a great life He wants you to live. And we can't be moved by emotion, and we can't be moved by trauma. Today, I declare to you that you are going to live free of negative emotion. Today, I declare to you that you'll have no other mind but the mind of Christ. Today, I declare to you that you would receive God's nature in a radical way, that your thoughts and your speech and your words will all be perfected into His image. And from that place, God, I thank you for breakthrough and freedom and just new levels in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.